Tina Fey, Bossy Pants. In 1997, I flew to New York from Chicago to interview for a writing position at Saturday Night Live. The only advice anyone had given me about meeting with Lauren was, whatever you do, don't finish his sentences. When I was eventually ushered into his office, I sat down, determined not to blow it. Lauren said,
"So you're from..."
It seemed to hang there forever. Why wasn't he finishing the question? If I answered now, would this count as my talking over him? Another 5 seconds went by, and still no more sentence from Lorne. Oh, God, when I fly back to Chicago the next day, they were going to say, "How was your meeting with Lorne Michaels?" And I would reply, "He said, so you're from..." And then we sat there for an hour. And then a girl came in and asked me to leave. Independent Dames by Laurie Halse Anderson. After lots of arguing and name-calling, war broke out. The American Revolution. Everybody thought the British would win because the American army was tiny and pathetic. The first battles were disasters for the Americans. British soldiers marched into Boston, New York City, and Philadelphia. They took over houses, too. Moved in without even asking. American moms had to cook for them and wash their clothes. Sounds awful, doesn't it? No way! It was great! When the soldiers talked about their battle plans, the moms secretly listened in. They hid coded messages about the plans in buttons, bags of flour, and balls of yarn. Then they snuck the messages to the American officers.
First Things First by Stephen R. Covey. How many people on their deathbed wish they'd spent more time at the office? We are constantly making choices about the way we spend our time, from the major seasons to the individual moments in our lives. We are also living with the consequences of those choices. And many of us don't like those consequences, especially when we feel there's a gap between how we're spending our time and what we feel is deeply important in our lives. Putting first things first is an issue at the very heart of life. Almost all of us feel torn by the things we want to do, by the demands placed on us, by the many responsibilities we have.
Natural World by Steve Parker. Caterpillar to Chrysalis. The caterpillar is often regarded as simply the feeding stage in the life cycle of a butterfly, but it is a complex animal in its own right. It has to be capable of surviving in a hostile world, and it has to prepare for the vital transformation to the next immobile stage, the chrysalis. Insects have two different kinds of metamorphosis. In grasshoppers, crickets, bugs, dragonflies, cockroaches, and others, there is a slight change each time the insect molts and changes its skin. This is incomplete metamorphosis. In butterflies, moths, ants, bees, wasps, and beetles, there is a much more dramatic all-in-one change at certain stages during life. This is complete metamorphosis.
Origin of Everyday Things by Johnny Action, Tanya Adams, and Matt Packer. The Band-Aid was invented by a man with an accident-prone wife. In 1917, a cotton buyer named Earl Dixon, who worked for global pharmaceutical company Johnson & Johnson in New Brunswick, New Jersey, married a lady called Josephine Frances Knight. It quickly became apparent that she could scarcely enter the kitchen without burning or lacerating herself. At first, Dixon treated her wounds with the sterile cotton and gauze dressings made by his company. But they were so large that he felt he was using a sledgehammer to crack a nut.
Journey to the Stars by Stuart Clark. There are many wonderful things in space, such as planets. These are the Earth's brothers and sisters. What are they like? Are they the same or different from our planet, Earth? To answer these questions, astronomers take close-up pictures of the planets with telescopes and space probes. They use special cameras to see light that is invisible to human eyes. Very powerful computers are then used to examine the pictures to tell us what the planets are really like. Everything in space moves along curved paths called orbits. They are created by gravity. Gravity is a force that tries to pull things together. If objects are moving too fast to be pulled together, gravity sends them into orbit instead.